All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Adam Marks on the show with us. He is a relationship cultivationist, writer, and music entrepreneur. He specializes in brand storytelling and teaching others how to create long-term relationships based on humility and authenticity. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Of course, grateful to have you on. So the first one I got for you, which should be perfect for you because brand storytelling, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
Oh boy, you know, I have a lot of fun stories, but best, I would say that one of the really interesting ones is back when I was music blogging in college, I had a radio show. It effectively led to press access at Warped Tour for their Atlanta date back here in 2012. And really, I was doing a lot of music journalism more for myself than, I wasn't writing for any major publications. But as I was writing, I spent a lot of time developing relationships with artists, which is a theme you'll see in a lot of my answers. And really what ended up happening was this effectively led to press access. There was a group that I developed a relationship with over years. We were friends, and they were just able to get a couple of press bands for my sister and myself. And the message there, like I said, as with a lot of my content, is it really boils down to building and maintaining amazing relationships in life. This wasn't something I'd planned. It wasn't something that I set out to do, but when you create amazing relationships, even doing things that you love, amazing doors open that you never otherwise thought would be there. So, that's a fun story.
Yeah, no, 100%, man. I agree. And like, I think with relationships, it's crazy. The people you meet, the doors that open from it, like, I don't know, man, the amount of interviews that I do, like my life has dramatically changed over the past year, just from connecting and meeting so many new people. It's amazing. So
yeah, definitely.
The next one is what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
Well, I kind of sit at the crossroads of two industries, the way I like to think about it, music and tech. So I'll give a very short little blurb for each. For music, never, ever ignore the artists. And unfortunately, there's a really age-old trope in the music world that's, artists aren't good business people and they need to be told what's good for them. And, and that's a very condescending viewpoint. And in my experience, these are not stupid people. And some of the most amazing and innovative business people I know happen to be artists, in terms of marketing and promotion, et cetera. And if you want to understand the music industry, you can't just look at the demographic, consumers and listeners. For tech, there's been a lot of talk lately, a lot of the stuff that we see online, on Twitter, Instagram, et cetera, is hustle porn, and basically work until you can't see straight. And, we've all seen the Facebook movie. But ultimately, I think what's important is to stay true to yourself, be flexible. Learning to pivot is an important skill in life, but you don't need to change who you are in order to become quote fundable. Authenticity is a real driving factor, and that is really ultimately what plays into passion and vision, when you're building a product or building a company, building a mission.
Yeah, dude, it's interesting that you just said that. A couple of weeks ago is the first time I actually heard that term of hustle porn. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, you're kind of right. Like, that is so just say, like, I love Gary Vaynerchuk. Like, I love, and because that's who this person I was talking to was talking about. Mm-hmm, but It is, yeah, it's just an interesting outlook. Like, I do think that, like, some of the stuff it's beating into you, like, work 16 hours a day,
But interestingly enough, Gary's actually kind of backtracked on that a little bit and just been like, dude, do what's right for you. Like, that's what he likes to do.
Well, you know, the first time I heard that term was, I think, around Thanksgiving. And it was Alexis Ohanian, who's the Reddit co-founder, talking about that and how, you know, there's this mythos in Silicon Valley or in tech at large, you know, that you basically just have to drive at it 100% all the time, every day, and pretend everything's great. And the reality is, you know, we're all human and life happens, and learning to pivot is important, but being human doesn't make you unfundable. It makes you human. And I think it's good to just recognize that.
Yeah, agreed. So, I mean, it ties in, but what's your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific.
I had this conversation with a couple of college students, maybe a couple of weeks ago separately. They each asked me that. The best piece of advice I can give to anybody is cultivate your relationships. I mean, that really is the theme that I come back to, because if you're focused on building a positive reputation, you know, reputation is a glass castle. It takes forever to build and you can kill it in a second. And if you focus on building a positive reputation and great relationships with great allies, the rest will ultimately fall into place. Whatever industry you're in, whatever mission you're driving towards, that's your concrete network.
And if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
If I could go back and talk to my 19, 20-year-old self, I think what I would say is place more importance and recognition on relationships. At the time, and for the last few years, there was a tendency for me to feel, well, you know, relationships are wonderful and I do it naturally, but you know, you can't pay rent with relationships, you know, car payments, buy food, et cetera. It didn't seem in my mind to be like, okay, this is nice, but this is not financially feasible. But if I could go back and tell my 19-year-old self, you know, that is really how doors open, is knowing people and being open to new opportunities, and new trajectories you hadn't thought of. And I think I would have been able to save my 20-year-old self a lot of self-induced stress.
And then kind of going a little bit down a different path, in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
You know, to be quite honest with you, I'm still figuring that out. I think it's important that we recognize that happiness means different things for different people. Ultimately for me, happiness is freedom to do what I want, you know, and to create with people and meet new people, and to have amazing relationships professionally as well as, you know, personally. And that freedom to live life in that context, that's happiness for me.
Mm-hmm. And then what is the best book that you've read and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
So starting a couple of years ago, I've really spent a lot of time very slowly and meticulously reading Walden by Henry David Thoreau. And the book is incredible, even 150 years later. I think the number one thing that I've learned from it is peace with oneself and learning how to identify happiness in terms of what that means for each person. So it throws back to the last question, actually.
And your favorite quote and why?
I have a lot of favorite quotes, but definitely one of my favorites is, I'd rather be hated for who I am than loved for who I'm not. And that's Kurt Cobain. You know, we're all under such intense societal pressure to conform in certain ways and to maybe lose certain parts of ourselves. But I think happiness is, like I said, I think it's being free to be who you are, you know, and that keys into the diversity thing, the inclusion thing, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. I love that quote, man. So dude, thanks so much for coming on. Last one I got for
definitely.
You is, where can our listeners best connect with you online?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn, but I'm also heavily on Twitter at AdamMarks13. I try to balance those two fairly equally. Although on Twitter, you're going to probably get more GIFs and emojis and Family Guy clips. Definitely a lot more snark. That's where I cut my teeth. LinkedIn, Twitter, and you know, I love to talk.
Thanks again for coming on, man.
Appreciate it.